Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chris James. Batting seventh. The DH, Luis Lopez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Turner Ward. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rod Nichols. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-0. The umpire calls a balk on Morris. Cole moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Mack. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Mack steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Puckett hits a line drive towards center field. Cole drops the ball. He retrieves the ball and throws it towards home. Skinner tags Mack out. Puckett moves to third. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0-1. James hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lopez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Bryan Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis can't make a play. That's a base hit. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Laos hits a line drive for a single. There goes Munoz trying to get to third. James throws the ball into Berga, who tags Munoz for the out. 2 outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Turner Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Skinner strikes out. 2 outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cole is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cole hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Munoz throws the ball into Harbeck, who tags Cole trying to return to first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Knobloch is 0-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Mack reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Puckett is 0-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Mack scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bryan Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cole. Munoz reaches second base with a double. Harper goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leoz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leoz fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cole hits a line drive towards short. Newman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Harper for a passed ball. Skinner moves to second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Skinner scores. Lewis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1. Twins. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Al Newman now playing second base. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munoz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leoz strikes out. 1 out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Munoz moves to second. Sergio Valdez now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munoz moves to third. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive for a single. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a line drive off the glove of Harbeck, and into shallow right field. Ward reaches second base with a double. Lopez moves to third. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lopez scores. Ward moves to third. It's 6-2, Twins. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards second. Newman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Efren Valdez now pitching. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Jones now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive off the glove of Berga, and into shallow left field. Harper reaches second base with a double. Harbeck moves to third. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Larkin is walked intentionally. Randy Bush pinch hits for Scott Leos. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bush takes first base on ball four. Harbeck scores. Harper moves to third. Larkin moves to second. It's 7-2, Twins. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. Larkin scores. Bush moves to second. It's 9-2, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Larkin now playing right field. Mike Pagliarulo now playing third base. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berga takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Berga moves to third. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.